Jerry Bader, Show 1049. One of the biggest criticisms of Walmart, and it's become a cliche, they get everything from China. If it ever was true, it isn't now. But in addressing that, they have started a campaign to purchase $250 billion of American-made products over the next 10 years. Toward that end, they have an ad campaign called Work is a Beautiful Thing with one of the most appropriate spokespeople that you can find, Mike Rowe, who became famous on the cable TV program Dirty Jobs. In the ad, Jason, I'll tell you what. Jason asks, are we taking calls on this? Any Walmart haters are welcome to call. I'm completely sincere about that. Rhonda, even you can call back, and if you can manage to stay on point, which I doubt, but if you can, we'll let you talk. You weren't allowed to talk when you wouldn't shut up and answer a question and went off on tangents. No, you don't get to host the show, Rhonda. It doesn't work that way, actually. You want to get your own radio show? You can do that. Now, that said, because I think Roe makes some brilliant points here. His Facebook page was absolutely lit up with people who felt he betrayed the little man. He was all about the little man, the guy that gets his hands dirty working for a living. How can you support Walmart? He had a some 2,000-word response to this. Let's see. Okay, the ad hit during the Olympics, and people immediately recognized his voice and felt he was a sellout for backing up Walmart. Well, the whole point is they're promising to spend $250 billion over the next decade on products made in America, creating American jobs. The very criticism that most Walmart haters have of Walmart, which again is that they buy everything in China, or that they do that they buy exports much more than any other big box retailer, is a dubious claim. But it's one the anti-Walmart union, and by the way, the whole anti-Walmart effort is just simply unions. That's what it is. I want to read some of this because he went about 2,700 words, and I'm not going to read all 2,700 words. But this is on his Facebook page as he responds to people slamming him on his Facebook page. Last night, that would be Sunday night, during the Olympics, a commercial started running called I Am Factory. It's part of a larger campaign sponsored by Walmart called Work is a Beautiful Thing. The commercial features real people doing real work in real factories all across America. It's not very glamorous, but it's honest and authentic, and I was honored to narrate it. Today, I see that some people are calling for my head. Others want me to run for office, and some have demanded the surgical removal of my vocal cords. What better way to spend a rainy Sunday than by responding to a few? Let's start with Kevin. Mike, Walmart was the last thing I would ever think you would do anything for. Why? Hi, Kevin. That's easy. Walmart has committed to purchase $250 billion of American-made products over the next decade. In essence, that's a purchase order made out to the U.S. for $250 billion. That means dozens of American factories are going to reopen all over the country. Millions of dollars will pour straight into local companies, and hundreds of thousands of new manufacturing positions will need to be filled. That's a massive undertaking packed with enormous challenges, and I want to help. I want to see them succeed. Don't you? Oh, is that good? Don't you? Honestly, Kevin, who gives a crap about your feelings toward Walmart? Who gives a crap about mine? Isn't this the kind of initiative we can all get behind? No, not the Walmart haters. One, it takes away a valuable tool from them, this myth that Walmart doesn't buy American. That's what's really pissing them off here. That's what it really is. No, they can't do that because we say they don't do that. Kevin responded, I've looked up to you for the longest time. What happened to your support of the underdogs? Sad times, Mike. Be strong, Kevin. I'm flattered that you've looked up to me in the past. Hopefully, I'll redeem myself in the future. But I've never supported the underdog simply because they're not the favorite. Size might matter in some pursuits. I have been assured it does, he writes. The guy's got a great sense of humor. But in business, there's nothing inherently good about being small and nothing inherently bad about being big. God, this is good stuff. My foundation supports skilled labor, American manufacturing entrepreneurial risk, a solid work ethic, and personal responsibility. We reward these qualities wherever we find them, whether in David or Goliath. Oh, my God, that is so good. Getting a little squeaky there, but it's so good. I'm going to kill my voice here. To Joanne in Sheboygan, who loves Walmart. Joanne, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, I love Walmart because the prices are always lower. And if they're going to buy American and if they're going to provide more jobs, what's not to like about that?
Well, that's a great point, Joanne. What is not to like about that? I will tell you what's not to like about that. Thanks a lot for the call. It blows their stupid, Walmart just is slave labor in China, you know, they're evil. Now, Walmart's going to basically, as Mike Rowe put it, write a purchase order for $250 billion in American product and open factories likely. By the way, they buy, do you know a lot of the product in your local Walmart is produced locally? Cheese, other products. Do you know that? Are you aware of that? Of course you're not. All right. Roe takes up some of the other ones. Rome Apple writes, it's hypocrisy. Walmart products are all made in China. Oh, for the love of, no, they're not. Walmart contributes to those empty factories. What's so powerful about an ad that makes absolutely no sense? Do you see how their hate doesn't allow them to even hear the message? You see that? The message is Walmart is going to, in the next 10 years, spend $250 billion on American-made products, which will open factories and so on. By the way, I'm running out of time. I know what's going to happen. A Walmart hater is going to call with like a minute left and then get all hacked off because they don't have time. But that's the part that they just can't get past. Okay, so Pat writes, I'm uneasy about trusting Walmart to do the right thing to better serve this country and its people, but if you think they'll change, I hope you're right. And he said, we'll see, Pat, but there's good reason for optimism, which ironically is the same reason for your uneasiness. Remember, this is Walmart making the claim. They have to make good on it because if they're blowing smoke, their detractors will eat them alive. By the way, Mike Rowe is really, really good at this. Yeah. If they're making this up, they'll get killed. They would just be handing the SEIU and all the other unions that hide behind their anti-Walmart, although they've been outed over the years, in all of the claims they make about Walmart. Look at this. Sean writes, I thought you were a good person, but I just saw your ad that Walmart paid for. You're a corporate suck, Ro. Well, hi there, Sean. From good person to corporate suck in 60 seconds. That's got to be a record. Let me explain something. Better sit down as the truth may shock you. Ready? I make my living on commercial television. Not television, commercial television. That means I appear in TV shows with commercials paid for by corporations. I also produce television shows with commercials paid for by corporations. I sometimes narrate TV shows with commercials paid for by corporations. And occasionally, I appear in the TV commercials themselves, also paid for by corporations. No matter what your job is, Sean, if you work in commercial television, the money all flows from the same place. And no, it's not the advertisers or the corporations that pay the bills. It's you, Sean, the viewer. Just like the customer in a Walmart, the viewer on the sofa programs the airwaves, but deciding what to watch and what to buy. In other words, you're the boss. It's just absolute brilliant stuff. This goes on for thousands of words, but you get the idea. And what's driving Walmart haters crazy is this initiative by Walmart. I'm sorry, Roxanne, apologize. Just plumb out of time. I didn't see you sitting up there, and you wouldn't have had much time anyway. But I appreciate you trying to get in. 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one. Bonjour.
Jerry Bader Show.